Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today, the last weekend of the month. And our show today consists of a lot of celebrities. We had these guys and girls on earlier this year, and they are coming back to talk more about their tour. We're talking about Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks. Also, the beautiful Jeannie. Our dream come true, Barbara Eden will be here. Comedian John Viner will be joining us. One of the most talented singers in the world, Harry Connick Jr. Also, Marlo Thomas will be joining us on the show. MC Hammer is also going to be on the program this week. Marcus Lemonis from Camping World has a new show called The Renovators that's coming back. And then we're going to celebrate Arbor Day with Dan Lamb. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. I'll be right back with Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, and that is one of the super groups of music, Fleetwood Mac.
Joining us right now is the talented Mick Fleetwood and the lovely and talented Stevie Nicks. Hi, Stevie. Hi, Mick. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
It's so good to have you on the
show.
What
an intro.
Tell you something, it's from the heart, Mick. Believe me when I say it.
Thank you.
We want to talk about a lot of things, but I'm excited about the fact that coming up here, going to kick off a tour all across the country. You guys got to be excited for this.
That's what we're sort of made for in many ways. I mean, just this, the whole making of the album and doing such things as doing these interviews, all of it's part of what we do, but the real end result is walking on those stages and playing. This is what we dreamt of doing when we were teenagers. Certainly was with me, and I think the rest of the gang pretty much the same way. So it's the real thing is getting in front of people and playing your hearts out.
Now, you talk about the new album, which is out, and this is something that, you know, we've been waiting for a long time. But, you know, Fleetwood Mac has gone through, as both of you know, because you experienced it, you've gone through a lot of metamorphosis over the years. But it looks like now you're having more fun than ever before, even though the texture of the group, the makeup of the group has changed several times since its origin back in the late 60s.
Well,
I wasn't there in the late 60s.
She wasn't there in the late 60s.
And everybody's so kind.
I was somewhere, but I wasn't there.
No. I think the reality is that the legacy of this band is, God knows, a fairly extraordinary one since 1967.
Yeah, really.
When, way back in the boonies, back in England, and all of the changes and all of the things which many of you out there know about the histories and the people who've come in and out, and certainly the advent of, if you like, this incarnation of Fleetwood Mac and the people that are involved with that coming out of hardships that we had. I mean, it's no secret. We worked very hard to keep this band together, and there have been times when we've drifted apart. The reconvening, which really was 6 years ago when we all got back together for the dance, is really what this is all about. The fact that we're doing this album now came out of that, a really enjoyable tour. We had a great tour, a very successful tour, thank goodness. And it really struck a note with all of us that this is still possible to do. We still basically love to do it and make the music. And certainly Stevie and Lindsay, with their writing, allows them to do what they're made for in many ways, is to get these songs out. And that's what we're all about. So doing it now is really a... I think in many ways is sometimes, I think, easier. There are hardships, there's differences of opinions about certain things, but we have, I think, a much better way of handling things as people. You know, we're not as wild, as crazy as we were back in the 70s. Speak for myself.
None of us are anymore.
In the 70s and 80s. No, but it's there's more common sense involved somehow,
sure.
You know, which... I think it's important at this point in our lives.
The original group, of course, John, Peter, and now Stevie, you, of course, were teamed up with Lindsey Buckingham prior to joining Fleetwood Mac. When you were working with Lindsey, did either of you think one day that you'd be combined with another band to make it even better than it ever was?
No, but... No, we didn't, because when we moved to Los Angeles, we were pretty, you know, we'd been sort of a duo for many years in our young lives at that point in 1971 when we came to Los Angeles. So we, of course, thought that we were just going to continue on with Buckingham Nicks. And then when Mick called us, my interesting story is that I went to the record store and spent our last penny on all the Fleetwood Mac records and sat on my cast, listened to them back to forward,
wow,
to front, and said, you know, I think we can be a part of this group. I think we can bring something to this group. And then, of course, I said, and in case we don't bring anything, at least we'll make some money in the next couple of months, because we were so broke, you know, that it was like, whatever, we need to make some money. So, and these guys were genuinely interested in having us in their band and also paying us really good money right from the beginning, $200 a piece. That was $400 a piece, which was riches to us,
sure,
you know. So it was, you know, and at that second, you know, when I sort of went to Lindsey, I think that we can do this. I think that we can add to this band without losing our own selves, you know, without losing what we do. And, you know, wow, the rest is history. We did manage to merge the two musical genre entities, you know, into something that worked really well.
Unbelievable. Now, Mick, Stevie and Lindsey, of course, were with a band called Fritz, who were kind of successful. I mean, they did openings for Creedence Clearwater Revival, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix. Did you know of them back when they were working in the group Fritz?
No, I didn't. But my first, literally, I walked into a studio, and as the story goes, I was looking for a studio, and an engineer, producer, Keith Olsen, happened to be at the studio, and literally just, for want of a better, put up the album that he'd worked on, which was the Buckingham Nicks album.
Right.
And that was the first time that I heard both of them,
you needed a guitar player.
About 3 weeks afterwards, our guitar player Bob Welch left, and I remembered hearing a couple of the songs that Keith had played, and I phoned him up, and that's how we got in touch with Stevie and Lindsey.
Also, I want everybody to know that on the Today Show, in their concert series, they're going to be performing on NBC, and then when we're going to get you a date as soon as we know it, we're going to sit down on Dateline. I'm looking down this 40-city tour. Is there any possibility that additions are going to be made? Because conspicuously missing is Orlando, Florida, and I'm saddened by that.
Oh. I don't know.
Oh my goodness. You know, we just haven't decided yet. It's very possible. that we will continue. We just don't know yet.
Now, you know, you have influenced, both of you have influenced a whole slew of people. Stevie, who were some of your earlier influences?
Well, I had many, you know. It's like I think back to when my grandfather first brought me, when I was in the fourth grade, he bought a record store out that was going out of business and came to the house with a truckload of 45s. And at that point, he brought into my life the Everly Brothers. That's the ones I really remember. Mm-hmm. The Everly Brothers, Marty Robbins, many different country artists.
Wow.
So then when I was in the fourth grade, I was a country artist. But then, you know, switched to San Francisco in 1966. Then I was, you know, standing in my bedroom with my brush, using that as a microphone, singing along to Janis Joplin.
Sure.
So I kind of switched over from country to rock, even when I was still living at home, before I even knew I'd be in a band. So we went into Fritz, the band that was from San Francisco, and we did. We opened for Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and all the San Francisco bands. So we then became totally part of the rock culture in San Francisco. Anyway, in our eyes, we did. Nobody else really knew about us, but we thought. So my influences were very different. If Lindsay's band had been a country rock band or a country band, I probably would have went that way.
Mm-hmm.
But as it was, when they called up, you know, it was a rock band. So I said, well, goodbye country, hello rock and roll.
How about you, Mick?
What, my influences?
Yeah.
Strangely enough, when I was boarding school in England, we used to get one radio station, it was Radio Luxembourg, and the mention of the Everly Brothers, I have to say, the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly were one of the, if not the first influence on me in terms of someone actually at that point didn't even know I was going to play drums. But shortly after that, my aspiration to play drums definitely was seeded. I was very young. I was probably no more than about 10 and a half, maybe 11, when I decided I was going to play drums. And those were the people that I listened to.
Very cool.
And then just odd things happened later on, you know, in terms of people that I got to listen to.
Well, I urge everybody to be watching the Today Show. Check out the tour of Fleetwood Mac by checking into www.fleetwoodmac.com. Hey, Stevie, Mick, thank you so much for doing this. This has been a real treat. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our very special guest, Stevie Nicks, and, of course, Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. Check out their website, www.fleetwoodmac.com.
And we will be back with more live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. That, of course, is Familiar Music. And our next guest of one of America's treasures. I tell you something, she's not only beautiful, talented, probably one of the hardest working actresses in show business, a singer, a producer. Joining us right now is the genie herself, the beautiful Barbara Eden. Hi, Barbara. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. Happy to be here.
You know, we've been doing the show for 33 years, and somewhere along the line, way back when, I think you were on the show. I know you were on the show. And I'm so glad that you're back. I got to be honest with you. If I had to run down all the things you have done in the entertainment business, and you've done them all, we would be here forever. I don't know where to start.
Well, I like to work.
And you're so good at it. Dream of Jeannie, of course. Working opposite of Elvis and Flaming Star, Voyage of the Bottom of the Sea, the film Harper Valley PTA, the TV show, and the list goes on and on and on. But you have something that is very unique coming up, and it's coming up this June, June 9th through 11th, at the Overland Park Convention Center in Kansas City, Kansas. This is something unique. This is a Christmas con. Tell us about that. You're going to be there.
It's a Christmas in June.
Yeah.
It is. I have worked one of these shows in Pasadena, a Christmas in Pasadena. They are wonderful. They're so pretty, and it evokes warm and cuddly memories, you know, of Christmas past. I love doing it.
Now, this was the brainchild of a gentleman who thought it would be a good idea, and I think this is a great idea, to take all of these great celebrities, Barbara, of course, included, right at the top of the list, that had starred in Christmas shows. Is that how this whole thing came about, the idea?
I guess so. I'm not really sure.
They told me that this was the idea, and I think it's a great idea because it really draws a wide demographic because there's a lot of guests here, including Melissa Joan Hart and Andrew Walker and Jesse Metcalf. You know, Melissa Joan Hart is a kind of a cute story. I did her first interview here at Universal Studios in Orlando when she was starring on Sabrina, and she was only like 12 years old at the time. Boy, she has certainly blossomed. Now she's in the same category with Barbara. Now, how do you get tickets for this? Can anybody go?
Oh, anyone can go, certainly. You just buy tickets right at the door.
Yeah. You know, I watched a video of you a couple of months back when you were at Graceland with Jerry Schilling and everybody there at the anniversary of Elvis's birthday and telling stories about being in the inner circle of working with Elvis. Fascinating stories you had. Absolutely fascinating. I know the autobiography, Genie Out of the Bottle, includes all that stuff, but, well, I tell you something. You have had such a career. Do you ever get tired of talking about Genie? Because, I mean, that's like America, apple pie, and the flag.
I think I am very lucky to have a part that was sustainable. A lot of actors don't. You know, good actors get buried in their work, but never have that one part that the audience likes above all, and I'm very lucky.
But you know, Barbara, there is another side to that. A lot of people, as you say, who get embedded in a character, it is very difficult for them to get work afterwards because everybody relates to that character because they portray that character so well. That didn't happen with you. You transform into, whether it's a drama, a comedy, whatever, a musical, you fall into the category and become immediately accepted and believable in that role. That's a talent.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I just love to work.
And you're still doing it, too. Do you enjoy doing the live performances? I mean, you've been on tour, on stage, you've been in Vegas, and, of course, a ton of movies, 25 feature films, 5 network television series. In this business, you're only going to have 1. You have 5. What is the venue that you enjoy most as an actress, as a singer, as a performer? What is your primary love? Is it the live one?
Well, I like it all. I really do. I love film. I like stage work. I like musicals. I love the variety shows when they were popular on television.
Yeah.
I love performing in them. Right now, what I like best about shows like the Christmas Con in Kansas City is the time on stage talking to the audience, and then I take a Q&A. That is so much fun for me. I hope it is the audience, but I love doing that.
Watching the show that you did at Graceland last January, where you did sit down with a Q&A, you could tell right off from the start that you enjoyed that. You loved fielding those questions.
Oh, I'm so glad you saw it. I'm surprised.
Oh, no, I'm a big Elvis fan. Joe Esposito and I were very, very close. In fact, we were partners in many ventures. A lot of the people from that camp were friends of mine, James Burton and the band. So you did a great, great story. Now, this Christmas Con, what's unique about this, it's set in a Christmas atmosphere. I mean, you've got holiday authors, you've got artists, you've got bags of gifts. Santa Claus is even going to be there. Summertime Santa.
Yes, indeed. And it's beautiful and it's wonderful. It's a lot of fun.
I think it started in 2019, but I think debuted that in New Jersey.
And I'm so happy that it's in Kansas City. My husband is from Topeka and he graduated KU, Rock Shock Jayhawk.
Oh, wow.
KU, the basketball game.
Yeah.
You know, the basketball team. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing all my friends and relatives in Kansas City.
That's very cool. Was there a little bit of controversy? I may be stepping out of bounds here, Barbara, but I have to ask you this. When that show, I Dream of Jeannie, went on the air, and ladies and gentlemen, if you want to feel like you've been around for a long time, that show premiered, my memory is correct, on NBC in 1965. Was there a little bit of a controversy over the belly button?
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid there was. There was a reporter for the Hollywood Reporter, Mike Conley, and he would come down on the set and he'd say, "I don't believe you have one," and he'd poke me in the tummy. And I'd tell him, "Nicola Peake," I was very inexpensive in those days, he began writing about it, and he'd come and it was a big joke, but the studio took it seriously and decided that I had to have lining in my pantaloons and my belly button was covered up.
Unbelievable.
And I've often laughed because other women, you know, are known for their legs or their beautiful faces or something. I'm the belly button.
You're the belly button. Well, I want to tell you something. Legs, face, all the rest of the accoutrements are absolutely fine. That was just something they centered on, but everything else is... I mean, if I had a rubber bottle and somebody come out, it would want to be you, all right? That's no doubt. You must have had a ball, you know, working again with Larry Hagman in Love Letters. That had to be fun.
It was wonderful. Yeah. Larry and I work very well together. Such a good actor. It's just like playing tennis with a good tennis player. You pop the ball back and forth. And that's how I felt with Larry. It was wonderful. We went to Germany together and Australia in the later years. I'm so happy to have had those experiences with him.
Yeah, great actor. And I'm sure you had a great time working with Elvis and Flaming Star. Barbara, I would love to have you come back at a time when we could chat more about all of these things, including all the movies and everything that you have perfected in your litany of career.
Thank you, Ron. Ask me back. I'll be there.
I would love to have you back. And again, Overland Park Convention City in Kansas City, Kansas, coming up on June 9th and 11th, the Christmas Con, and there will be beautiful Barbara Eden. Barbara, thank you for joining us, dear. We look forward to your return, and good luck.
Thank you, Ron.
I tell you, what a beautiful lady. And I'm going to tell you something, all right? This is between you and I. Barbara Eden is 91 years old. I'm serious. I am dead serious. She's 91, and if you see a picture of her or see her, as I did, Graceland, back in January when she was doing a tribute to Elvis Presley on his 88th birthday, she looked marvelous. 91 years old, and she's still working. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Secchi today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. An intense manhunt is underway for the gunman accused of killing five of his neighbors near Houston. The San Jacinto County Sheriff's Office says the suspect is armed with an AR-15 rifle and is believed to be hiding in a heavily wooded area. Hundreds of Americans have been evacuated from Sudan. The Pentagon says it is acting on a request for the military to support the safe departure of U.S. citizens and their immediate family members. J.P. Morgan Chase and PNC have submitted bids to U.S. regulators as a takeover for the ailing First Republic Bank. Dozens of families in Wisconsin are being forced from their homes as flooding peaks on the Mississippi River. It's the third highest flood levels in the town of Prairie du Chien. The Super Mario Brothers movie is at top the box office once again for a fourth straight weekend. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy Today. Our next guest joined us for his first time on our show last fall, and we had such a great time, we have invited him back. And as you all know, my favorite guests to interview are comedians. You know, being a singer myself and an actor, they don't do nothing else. Unless it's on the printed page. But our next guest is one good comedian. A lifetime of laughter. 5 minutes. Mr. Biner joining us right now is a real legend in the comedy business, John Biner. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Ron, I'm fine, and you have a terrific speaking voice. Forget about the singing.
Well, boy, coming from a person who does impressions...
Well, you have one of those real good radio voices.
Well,
you
well,
do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. That's very nice.
You rarely hear that these days, you know. It's nice.
Well, I'm glad you said that. You know, it's funny. When I was told about the book and the book's title from Charlie Barrett, our mutual friend... I thought to myself, you know, 5 minutes, Mr. Biner, means a lot of things. To people in the business like you, it means, you know, knock on the door, 5 minutes,
yeah,
Mr. Biner.
That's how much time you got till the curtain opens.
That's exactly right. To a layman, it means maybe how long you boil an egg. But,
well, let's not get any deeper.
Yeah, I know that. I was going to go in that corner, but I figured I better not. And then the other 5 minutes was, they said to me, he says, can you do 5 minutes with Mr. Biner? And I said, he's only going to give me 5 minutes? I need more than 5 minutes. So it is different things to different people. John, you start off the story by telling how you got into this whole thing. It's a great story about how your mom took you to see Bing Crosby. Give us a little insight into that first opening of the door for you in your mind as being a comedian.
Well, okay. As you're a kid, you're a kid. You know, you go to a movie and you go sit there and nothing, really appeals to you except maybe a song or something like that. But this is a case with, I went to see a movie that someone looked up years later because I was telling him about it. Here Come the Waves, Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters and things like that were in it. And he was singing Accentuate the Positive in the movie. And, I didn't realize it, but I was soaking it up, you know. And when we got home, Dad came back from work and he's sitting at the table waiting for dinner. He was there late. And Mom is serving the dinner, and he says, what'd you see at the movie today, Christina? And she said, let Johnny tell you. And I started singing like Bing Crosby as best I could at 6 years old, and doing Accentuate the Positive.
Oh.
And holy cow, they zeroed in on me, and I became the big hit of the family.
Yeah, your mom used to wake you up 2-3 o'clock in the morning and come down.
Yeah, go down there. If Aunt Annie and Uncle Joe or somebody like that stayed long and had a little cup of coffee, you know, after the party kind of thing, she'd come up and say, hey, Johnny, just take just a few minutes. Come down. Aunt Annie wants to hear that thing that you...
Typical stage mother. You know, you mentioned in the introduction of the book that you didn't want to go into bad memories. You wanted to just have good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what the heck? The hell for?
I got to tell you something. That was refreshing to read because, you know what? You got your problems. I got my problems. The guy doesn't...
Yeah, you don't have to sit there and just match your problems.
Right. That's exactly right. But and I just love the way you approach the whole thing. Your first national exposure was on The Sullivan Show? That was the first time you were on national TV?
I believe it was the Gary Griffin talent sketch.
Oh, that's right.
I think that did going coast to coast. I'm not sure, but I did that one first.
How intimidating was it to do Ed Sullivan in front of Ed Sullivan?
Well, I tell you, when I did it in front of him, he just loved it. So it wasn't hard at all. He just loved it. His face lit up, and he was... A couple of times I did things where he couldn't stop laughing. He bent over holding his knees.
Wow. You talk about the audition that you did with The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And this one, he was still up in New York. And I have often been told stories from comedians that had to audition to Ed Sullivan in his office in front of a desk, which is, you didn't have to do that.
Oh, yeah, I never had to do that. Yeah. I remember George Carlin telling me about that. He had to go over to the hotel.
Right.
And do his thing right in front of Ed Sullivan. I guess he must have said a few things about getting high or this, that, and the other thing that he wanted to make sure he wasn't going to say again.
Yeah.
So he listened to it and he made sure that it wasn't going to be anything off color.
However, when it came to auditioning for The Tonight Show up in New York, you did have to walk into a room with three guys.
Yes, early on in my career.
Yeah,
and,
with that
and my friend John Carsey was a writer on the show, but he wasn't the head writer. And he met me at the improv, and we we hung out together, and he said, "Hey, you ought to come up. I'll set up an interview with you." And I went up in the elevator. The secretary showed me to the room. I went in. There were three guys in it, one behind a desk, two on either side in chairs. And they say, the guy behind the desk says, "Go ahead." And I started my act, and I got about two or three sentences in, and he said, "Who wants coffee? You want coffee?" Yeah, and I stopped, and he said, "No, don't stop. Keep on going." So I started again, or I picked up from where I was, whatever it was, and another minute or so, he says, "Who wants coffee? Did you say you wanted coffee?" So I said, "The hell with this." I turned around and walked out.
Now, do you think, after I read that, I couldn't help but thinking, that he was just trying to see how you would handle a heckler or a situation?
No, not in a theater like that. Nobody heckles in Johnny Carson's show. It's rare. It's rare when somebody heckles in one.
You talk about all the people that you work with, and it's really staggering. You talk about my late friend Steve Allen, who was a terrific audience.
Oh, my hero, and yeah. He was great. He was like a big brother to me.
Steve had the ability to be not only a good, whatever the millions of things that he did, but he was also a good audience. He enjoyed somebody else. He gave another person the ability to express themselves and enjoyed it. I'd love that.
He had a genuine cackle laugh he couldn't control, and he really, really loved it. When he laughed, he had a great time.
Yeah. I see that you recorded the audiobook at another friend of mine, Jim Stafford's Theater. Did you do that in Branson?
No, up here in St. Augustine.
Oh, St. Augustine. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's great.
No, Jim Stafford, the singer, and Jim Stafford, the owner of the studio, are two different people.
Oh, two different people.
One has one F and the other has two Fs.
I see. Well, you don't want to get your F screwed up, because if you do that, then you'll have a terrible weekend. We could do this for hours, you know that.
I think so.
Now, the story of meeting Elvis. This, of course, in every book, there's always a point, and everyone will know what Elvis was like. But what broke me up about this is your daughter, 11 years old, she met him before you met him.
She's actually 10 on her birthday.
Yeah, tell us that story. That's hilarious.
I was working with Glenn Campbell, and I did my thing, and it was, as I said, Sandra's birthday, and we went up to the balcony. We had little kids and with me, my kids, And Elvis was announced. He was in the audience, and the next thing I know, her seat is empty, and I look down, and she's standing there talking to him, and then she's in his lap. She's talking, and his guys in the rest of the semicircle there, you know, in the booth, and then after the show, I took the other kids, that were my younger kids, with me up to the suite to get ready for bed, and I went back down to get Sandra, because she had walked off with Elvis and his entourage, and as I went down there to find out that she had already gone, but before that it was the thing where I had met him for the first time, and when I was coming back to meet Sandra, I went to my dressing room and she wasn't there. And so I'm back up and going through the kitchen the way, you know, acts do in those big hotels. And I start to reach for this door at the end of the kitchen. And
you say, "There's Elvis and his entourage with your 10-year-old daughter." Unbelievable. John, it's a great book. I really mean it.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you enjoy it. And as you said, we could go on like this for hours.
One of these days we need to get together and break bread.
Oh, that'd be fun. What kind of tunes do you do?
Well, I do a tribute, actually, to Dick Clark's American Bandstand.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
So you sing rock songs, rock and roll?
I sing some rock and roll, some ballads, the whole gamut.
Nice. Yeah. Right after speaking to you, I'm going to call my friend Peter Marshall, who is, you know, Peter Marshall. And he's a wonderful baritone. And every time I'd hear him sing, it would always be, he'd always open with this song, "The More I See You."
He and I did a show together, you'll never remember this, back in 1969, and it was me, him, Bob Hope, some rock and roll group. It was a charity for some organization. I appreciate we doing this.
Alright, Ron, you just let, you know, when you need somebody to fill a few minutes, give me a call. That's what I do on the Carson Show and the Steve Allen shows, the talk show.
We modeled the show after the Carson Show because Ed McMahon and I were partners for many years.
Is that right?
Yeah,
wow. Oh, God, you don't sound like you'd go back that far.
Well, the x-rays aren't worth a damn, I'll tell you. The tour of the country with a show called The Tonight Show Memories, and people say, "Well, what did you do, Ron?" And I said, "I was Ed's Ed."
He was the host of the show, and you were his Ed. Now the late night things, they use the band leader. The drummer knows where the rib shots go.
Yeah, right. Well, John, we got to get together.
Okay, yeah. You sound like a good guy, and keep on doing what you're doing, because we need guys like you.
Comedian John Biner has been our guest.
Thank you kindly.
He has a brand new book out right now called 5 Minutes, Mr. Biner. And if you get a chance, check out some of his YouTube videos that he did from the great shows like The Sullivan Show. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The days of just keeping time, of hanging around in sleepy towns forever. Back roads empty for miles.
You know, some singers just have it all. And that's the case with our next guest. He's a singer, he's a songwriter, and he's a patriot. Joining us right now is Harry Connick Jr. Hi, Harry. How are you?
I'm doing good. great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. I know that you are on an immensely busy schedule here, and I'm just so happy that you took time out to join us. The brand new CD. I'm excited about this CD. You have done, as you always do, a remarkable job on these songs.
Well, thanks. Hey, let me ask you before I tell you about that. We're talking to our armed forces now?
We certainly are, Harry.
Man, let me say God bless to every one of them. I got a brother-in-law over there, and we're so proud of what those troops are doing, and I'm praying for y'all and supporting y'all every day. Can't thank you enough for all the work that you're doing for us.
Gave me the chills when you said that.
I'll tell you, I was talking to my dad yesterday. After 9/11, everybody was singing God Bless America and waving flags, and people ain't doing that no more. It's almost like they've forgotten. I haven't forgotten. I pray for the troops, and they over there kicking butt and protecting our country, and I pray for them every day, and they're absolutely bravest people in the world, and we count our blessings for y'all.
I don't want to say anything about the general public that's derogatory, but because of the tragedy of 9/11 and happening right on the shores of the good old USA, you know, we were impacted by that. But I sometimes think, and you're right, because the flags aren't waving like they were right after.
Flags,
I don't see nothing anymore.
And I'm, I've been a patriot since before 9/11, and I am now. I'm proud of our country, and I'm proud of those troops, man. You know, we couldn't do it without them. That's all I'm going
to
say.
You know, when we sit down to dinner with our family,
the reason we're doing that and we're not doing it in some cave someplace worrying about somebody knocking down the door is because of those people over there.
You're absolutely right. And I tell you, as long as we're talking about it, I mean, I'm happy to have a record out and all that, but that's peanuts compared to the safety that we're able to enjoy over here and the peace of mind that we're able to have because of those troops, man. I feel like I don't even want to talk about the record, you know?
I have to tell you something, Harry. People come on the show because they're promoting things. I mean, you know, they do that on the Tonight Show, the Late Night Show, everything else. And the fact that you're taking time out of what could be a promotion for your CD to talk about that only shows not only the credibility that you have, but the sincerity that you have, and the fact that you're from, if I may say this, and I say it complimentary, the old school, because we don't get that all the time, Harry.
Well, I can't speak for anybody else. I just know that, like, my sister's husband, Wynn, who's over there, I mean, my little niece, Lauren, she's 6 years old, man, and she has nightmares and stuff and worrying about her, whether her dad's going to come home. And I think about all those children who have mothers and fathers over there and the generations that have gone before us. I asked my dad yesterday, I said, man, what was Pearl Harbor like? Did it feel strange, like, when the World Trade Center, that feels strange, like it didn't even happen? He said, it felt very strange. Sometimes those troops, we take them for granted. You know, and they're over there. Man, I can't imagine what bravery that must take. I'm a singer, man. I don't know. I don't think I have that inside me. That kind of bravery and courage and character. I don't even know if I have that. I'm just so glad that there's people in the world that have that kind of strength, man. That's all I can say.
I was talking to a nurse last evening, and I said, you know, there are unsung heroes in our society: firemen, policemen, people who work in the emergency room, and our troops overseas. And those are the people that, when you go to bed at night and you turn on your TV and you watch the news, it seems so far away, but those are the unsung heroes.
You're right. And, you know, I've always wanted to go perform for those troops.
Oh, you'd be great.
I've never said this in public, but the only reason that I haven't gone, because I'm afraid most of those people don't know who the hell I am, and I want them to get somebody that they really want to see over there. And it may sound like I'm pulling your leg, but, you know, I'd rather them see Britney Spears or, you know, I don't know how many of them listen to my music, but, man, God knows, if anybody ever wanted me to come over there and perform, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Well, you know what? We need to orchestrate that, Harry. We really do. Figure out a way to get you over there, because
anytime,
that would be great.
Any place, any time, you can write that down. I'll be there in a heartbeat.
Wow. Well, we're going to work on that. Let's for a moment talk about this CD. When I mentioned to you before from the old school, I sit back and I think to myself of the Sinatras, of the Bing Crosbys, all the great crooners. And you know what? You are the crooner's only hope for longevity, perpetuity. You know that? You are the person that's going to be able to take this into the next generation.
Well, you've mentioned me among some pretty heavy hitters, you know, the best that ever lived, as a matter of fact, and I don't put myself in that category, but I will say, you know, I love those songs, and I think it's important to put new music out there. That's why I always try to write new music and do new things, but I love singing lyrics and singing songs. That's what I grew up doing in New Orleans, and I'll continue to do. And on the new record, oh, I got this earpiece in my ear. Hold on one
That's second. Okay. Harry, by the way, is a Rockefeller Center, New York. That's the
I'm
reason all the noise.
So, you know, songs that people know. I even did a duet on a new song with George Jones,
wow,
which I'm excited about. So, you know, I try to put some new stuff in there with the old stuff.
And let me ask you about that, okay? Is it tough to do a song that's been recorded, you know, 57 million times?
Right.
Is it tough to do those standards and do them in a fashion that someone's going to say, wow, this is better than ever before.
Well, you know, I did a movie one time, and Jodie Foster directed it, and she said, just play who you are, you know. And what I did was I just went home to New Orleans on that one. I said, let me just make it sound like a New Orleans Mardi Gras song, and that's what I did. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, reinvent the wheel. It's a great song. It's been done, like you say, a whole bunch of times. So there's nothing I could do to make it any better. I'm just trying to put my own little taste on it. So we did it New Orleans style.
You know the CD that I'm excited about, and I know that it's out right now, Thou Shalt Not. I think you did a great job with that, and that actually is kind of a debut for you as a composer of lyrics and music, right?
Yeah, the Thou Shalt Not is a Broadway show that I wrote the music and lyrics for, and there's a cast album called Thou Shalt Not, and what I did was I recorded all of that music on the piano with no singing on a brand new record label called Marsalis Music, which was started by Branford Marsalis, and that record's called Other Hours, and I'm real proud of that. I'm honored that you mentioned it, because that's something that's very dear to my heart.
Well, it should be, because it's done very, very well, and you know, and that goes along with what I said earlier about being in the full package. Very few times in our business do you get a full package. I mean, you got it with a guy like Bob Hope, who sang and danced but didn't have any hit recordings. You got it to an extent with Bing Crosby. You certainly got it with Elvis Presley, because he was an actor and a singer.
Right.
And you are a full package. I mean, you act, you sing, you orchestrate. I mean, not to use a cliche, I guess, a one-man band.
Well, I just try to do what I know how to do, and I've been given a lot of opportunities, so I gotta pay that back and try to work as hard as I can, you know?
Harry, have you been down to Orlando, Florida of late?
I was down in Kissimmee about 2 days ago fishing on Lake Toho.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, one of my best buddies, Yogi Norris, lives down there, and anytime I can, I get down there and do some bass fishing with him, so I love coming down there.
I wish I would have known that. I'd have come down and held your fishing net there.
I love fishing, and I love coming down there to Orlando, man. It's such a great part of the world.
Lake Toho is a great lake. I can't pronounce the real name of that thing. It's like your version of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Right. But, oh, I know it as Lake Toho.
Yeah, that's the abbreviated version. Well, Larry, the next time you come down, give us a ring up, and we'd love to have you as a VIP guest, and we'll cast a line together.
Thanks, man. That sounds great.
Well, Harry, I'm going to now start working on this thing about the troops, because I think it's a great idea,
man,
and you
I
would be great.
I hope you take me up on that, because I'm for real, man. I want to go over there and play.
You're a gentleman. And, of course, the brand-new CD, it is a must. It's done by the terrific talents of our guest, Harry Connick, Jr. Harry, it is always nice to hear your voice, and many more to come.
Thank you so much. It's great talking to you, and God bless our troops. Thank you, man.
What a class act. Harry Connick, Jr. has been our very special guest,
and we'll be right back.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Demand.
on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News. On demand. On your phone, on your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D's.
On your terms. From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today. But hang on, man, because we got another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks, the genie of all times, Barbara Eden, comedian John Biner, and one of the best singers in the business today, Harry Connick Jr. Next hour, Marlo Thomas will be on the program. MC Hammer, haven't heard from him in a long time. Marcus Lemonis, of course, is the owner of Camping World. Last fall, he had a show called The Renovator, and it's back now for a new season. And we'll celebrate Arbor Day with Dan Lamb. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi Today on this last weekend of the month.